This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. The tush push vote is about to happen. And both Hugh and I think this thing is as good as gone. 215-592-9494 gets you in. When or if Nick Sirianni takes the podium during our show, we will bring you his press conference. First one.
That's what the new money do for you. Yeah. Make you late.
You can just show up to the podium whenever. I do wonder if
he's there when I feel like.
Yeah, maybe he's letting the players go first. Maybe that's it. Because the players are there today at the facility. So we'll see. If we have Sirianni during our show, we will absolutely bring it to you. If not, maybe the afternoon show will. All right. We were talking earlier about the Phils now being in first place in the NL East. They jumped over the Mets last night. Hugh, a couple things. One, it's not that surprising considering the schedule, right? The Mets are in a very difficult part of their schedule, playing the Yankees over the weekend. They lost 2 out of 3. They went to Boston last night, lost. They played the Dodgers this weekend. Meanwhile, the Phillies are in the Pirates, Rockies, A's portion of the schedule. This should be a good week for the Phillies, and so far so good. And the Phillies are now back in first place, best record in the NL. Just that in itself is good, but it sounds like there's some trouble in paradise up in New York as the Mets and Juan Soto, he's not hitting like he typically does. That's one part of it.
He ain't happy.
And maybe he ain't happy being a Met. And then last night, let's listen to this. He didn't run out a ball that hit the monster, off the left field wall in Fenway. He kind of just stood there and watched it, and then he only got a single out of it. So let's hear from Carlos Mendoza. Let's hear the manager of the Mets talking about, he's going to have a little chat with Juan Soto here about this.
Soto didn't bust it out of the box on that ball off the wall. Last night he had a play where he was a little slow getting out of it. Do you have to talk to him about any of that?
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk to him about it. Tonight, obviously, someone gets a hold of one is and knows when he gets it is one, you know, and he thought he had it, you know, with the wind and all that, and in this ballpark or you know anywhere, but in particular in this one with that wall right there, you got to get out of the box. So we'll discuss that.
All right. So the manager says we'll discuss. So let's
try to do the best he could.
Uh-huh. Let's hear from Juan on the whole situation.
Last couple of nights, you've had a couple of plays where you were slow getting out of the box. Is that something you have to be more aware of?
No. I think being hustling is very hard. If you see it today, you can tell.
All right. He said, no.
So the manager says we're going to talk about it, and the player says, nah, we're good here. So that's its own thing. And then how about this on top of it? Michael Kay, talk show host up in New York, said this on his show yesterday. Michael Kay, by the way, is the Yankees play-by-play announcer on the Yes Network. Quote, people in the know say that Juan Soto wanted to be a Yankee. He chose the Yankees, but his family wanted him to be a Met, so he chose the Mets.
Yeah, well, you can't do what your family wants you to do. I mean, because they're benefiting either way.
Yeah, of course.
They're benefiting either way. So if you are that type of guy that let your family influence you to the point that you're unhappy, then you get what you deserve. I mean, that's how I look at it.
This might be, you know, we always kind of like laugh at the Mets, LOL Mets. This might, if this is all true, and you know, I would still think he's going to hit a lot the next 15 years. It's what he does. But if he really doesn't want to be there and he just chose the team because his family wanted, is this not the ultimate Mets thing? The best player they've ever signed actually didn't want to be a Met, and he's going to sulk for 15 years? This would be a wild outcome if it turns out that
bad. Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
Well,
that
no,
would,
I think it'd, really be
well,
fortunate
for the Mets, but it, I'm just saying it's unfortunate if that's the case. That you got to be unhappy just to make your family happy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, some of this might just be a little bit of an overreaction because he's slumping. Some of it might be real. I don't know what's going on. I do know since the Phillies played the Mets in April and the Mets swept them, the Phillies have been far better. Were they at six games when they left Citi Field?
Something like that.
And now they're half up. So they've been really much better for about a month now. And a lot of that is because Juan Soto is not hitting like he's typically supposed to hit and usually does. I just think it would be so funny, Kyle, if their best signing ever doesn't want to be there. It's perfect.
It would be very Mets. I think they were like, some of the rhetoric that I read was that being there, like the fact that he's still in New York almost makes it worse.
He can't get away from it.
Yeah, because he sees it every day.
Right. He's like, there's the Bronx there. And that's, you know, Yankee. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more just Yankees fans in New York in general than Mets fans. That could be weighing on him too. And I know he had the whole issue with the mic'd up the other day in Yankee Stadium where he was going to.
And then he backed out.
And then he backed out at the last second because he was worried about answering more questions about the Yankees and stuff. It's weird over there.
Mm. Well, it's the Phillies game.
Bad spot to be in.
Yeah. If this is all where it's headed, let's hope it continues. Because if he's happy and healthy, he's obviously going to hit a lot. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, I never did this before, but I have a piece of mail I want to read on the air to you.
What you got?
We'll have a question.
I'm not nervous.
No, it's not that big. It's really not that big of a deal.
Is it hate mail?
No, it's not hate mail. No, it's a letter that was written to the three of us, mailed here to the station. But really, it's really to you. But it's addressed to me, so I feel like I have the liberty to read
okay.
it. Okay. It says, "Hello, Hugh, Joe, and Kyle." So obviously, Kyle and I have the liberty to read it too.
Hello.
This is from Dave in Bethlehem, but he enclosed a copy of the October 1st, 1995 New York Jets game day program, which features Hugh. And there's a Q&A on page 104-105, and your rookie team photo is in there. And he was wondering about the last question from the Q&A. You were asked if you could have dinner with any NFL player, former or current, who would it be? And you answered in this thing, either Charles Haley or Lawrence Taylor. And Dave wants to know, did you ever have dinner with either of those guys? And
seriously?
Yeah, and what did you talk about?
I hung out with Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, that kind of counts. How was that?
Dude, when I tell you, Lawrence Taylor is the most fascinating football player that I've ever been around. Mm. His life, his stories. I was like a kid in a candy store. You could you imagine picturing me sitting there with my hands on my chin, with my legs kicked up, listening to what he has to say? Like, I'm gonna tell. Like, I forgot what we were doing, but we were there for an audition. It was an open audition.
This is acting.
This was an acting, and we were in L.A., right? So, you know, I get there early. It was me, Lawrence Taylor, and somebody else. I can't remember who the other person was, but it was Lawrence. And I just remember just being, you know, fawning over Lawrence because, you know, he is the guy that every defensive player wanted to be, defensive end, pass rusher.
Sure,
I just say pass rusher.
Of course.
So Lawrence comes late, right? And, you know, they had this nice spread. They had this nice breakfast spread out. And, you know, they had like juice. They have all the breakfast stuff.
Yeah.
So Lawrence walks in. It's like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. And Lawrence says, and you could tell, like, he has on clothes. Like, you could tell he hasn't freshened up because you could tell he's been out. So he says, the lady there, she's like, "Excuse me, miss, do you have anything else to drink, like alcohol?" And I was like, wow. I was like, wow. But, you know, it was just funny. It was just like, wow. And he was like, yeah. She was like, no. He said, "Could you think you could probably get me something, you know, like something to drink?" And she was like, "Well, I'll see what I could do," or whatever. So, you know, we're sitting there. And I remember him sitting there. And I forgot how the conversation started. But I started asking about, you know, his career. And I remember him telling me a story about how he had stayed out all night. And he rode past Giant Stadium. and saw that a game was being played.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had been out drinking, doing whatever Lawrence does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying
you
to
clean it up.
I'll clean it up. Because, you know, it's a private conversation. I'm trying to clean up. So he says he's riding past the stadium, right? He sees, like, oh, we had a game today. So he goes in and gets an IV. And he's telling a story about how Bill is mad and all this other stuff. But he's like, oh, Bill, you know, chill out, whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He said he's going to the game. Now, mind you, he's been out all night. He don't know that a game is being played. He goes in that game after he gets an IV and has four sacks. And I'm like, and what made it so fascinating, because he has a bunch of those stories. Like LT to this day has a bunch of stories that he could tell like that. And the most fascinating thing about all of that is that even when he was doing all that partying that he was doing, he still had the ability to go out in a game and just dominate whenever he felt the need to dominate.
It's almost like a mythical character,
man,
more than a real person.
He was larger than life, man. And even to this day, like when he told, who was it he told, you can't get my number, go and make your own?
Oh, the kid they just drafted.
Abdul Carter. Abdul Carter. Go get you. Like that's 56. Nobody else should wear that number. And when you hear other people talk about him, man, and I know he's a giant and all other stuff, I'm not even talking about that. It's just him as a player and the way he was able to take over a game. That's banana. It was bananas.
Was it any given Sunday you guys were trying to?
I forgot what it was, Joe.
Because I remember when he was in that. There was a few exploits. Jim Brown was in that.
You know what? I remember, I think when I first got here, because T.O. was in it, and I remember my agent told me not to do it. Because they were looking for football players.
Yeah, they had real
like,
players.
Don't do it. He was like, don't do it. And I didn't. I didn't. You know, go for that part. It was something else. But LT was there, and it was like, just being around him, man. He's a mythical player. He's a mythical dude, man, for real.
I'm going to give you this because this is the program you were in. Also, there's some our listener Dave. Also, he gave you stuff on here for some cheap video games you can get.
Uh-huh.
But I just want to read this part of the Q&A out loud. One more. Kyle, tell me if you hear this the same as I do. It sounds like Hugh throwing his teammates under the bus with the Jets.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
One of the questions was, how do you think your talents can help this team become a playoff contender? And you responded, I hope as soon as possible, but you can't do it by yourself.
Uh-oh. That's pretty Joel Embiid-ish.
No, listen. Let me tell you. That's
your nice way of saying my teammates stink.
Bruh. Y'all, and see, I can say this now because probably in the moment it did sound a little arrogant or it might be a little Joel Embiid-ish, but was I lying?
No, you play with some bad players.
I was lying?
I was looking at that roster in there. That team stunk out loud.
You saw the roster? Was I lying?
Those guys couldn't play.
No, it was.
And Kotite is the coach? Surprised you won a game.
I would never forget when we were coming from a game, and we had just got the brakes beat off of us. And I remember coming to Coach Kotite and saying, man, I don't like to lose. Because that was the first time, you know, losing consistently like that. I didn't lose in college. Even though I went to a small school, didn't lose in college. And I remember telling him, man, I can't, this is not what I'm trying to do. Like, to that certain extent, I'm like, man, we got to do better, whatever. And he looked at me and he's like, it'll be all right. It wasn't all right, Joe. Not only was it not all right, it got way worse. It got way worse.
You guys won four total games your first 2 years combined.
See this, because
it was three and then one. Right?
Yeah, three. They got worse.
So yeah,
are there some coaches up in here? Because man, yeah, this was crazy.
Well, I did see the co-type bio. Yeah, he's terrible.
Charles Wilson, Matt Willick. Matt Willick was all right. Me and Matt got to fight in practice one day. Roger Duffy, Cal Dixon. Carlton Hasselrig. I remember Carlton Hasselrig. Carlton Hasselrig was a hell of a wrestler. He was a Steeler first.
What about a football player?
He was a hell of a football player, but he had some demons he was fighting. He was fighting demons. So that was that. And Wayne Corbett. Boomer was the coach. Boomer was the quarterback. Brad Baxter. I remember Brad Baxter played at Alabama. Yeah. Terrible, terrible teammate. Aaron Glenn was a good player.
Well, now he's their head coach.
Yeah, Aaron was good.
You got up to Jets minicamp yet to get your free sweatshirts?
Not yet, but I'm working on that. Yeah. I got to figure out.
Let's hope they don't hear this segment.
Man, listen. Oh, they know that. They know I have some terrible teammates, man. I mean, hell, I tell them that if I see them. You know me well enough to know. Ain't no filter over here, dog. I'm going to go ahead and say what I got to say. No, yeah, who else was there? I don't even remember Ron Carpenter. I remember Ty Scott. Ty was a good dude. Otis. I played with Wilbur Marshall, old ass. Remember Wilbur Marshall?
Yes.
Boy, I played with some bad.
You know, as you read this off, I'm not shocked you guys won four games in two seasons.
Mo was a baller, though. Mo Lewis was a baller.
Yeah, the offense seemed like a problem, though.
Yeah. The offense was definitely a problem.
All right, let's check in one more time with our Twitter polls here. And, of course, this hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Hugh, you're free to read as many Jets teammates as you want from 1995. I'm just going to check in with the polls here.
You know what's funny, Joe? Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I was with my son, right, Harper. And I it's fascinating how he could care less about what I used to do, or he just doesn't care. I just think it's funny, man, because I showed him one of my rookie cards yesterday.
What'd he say?
He was like, "And?" He was like, "Is that?" He said, "I say, Harper, who is this?" He was like, "You," and he was like, he looked at it. He said, "Here, you can have it back now."
Have you ever shown him a video of you making a play?
He does not care. His friends.
Wait,
like,
he hasn't seen the Sean King sack.
No.
He'll care.
Can I tell you? His buddies that play baseball with him, their dads told them who I was. So now when I, you know, because I go to his practices and whatnot, and I carry his bag, I'm kind of like his own little chauffeur.
Yeah.
So I put his bag.
Equipment
I take his,
manager.
Yeah, I'm the equipment dude.
Yeah.
I take the hat out. I take the bag out. I tie his shoes. I hang the bat up. And his friend's like, "Hey, Mr. Douglas." And I'm like, "Oh, so Pops must have told him who I was." And Harper looks like, "Why are they speaking to you?" Like, it's just.
You washed, old man. I'm the player now.
It's just funny. And I'm like, "Harper, I used to play football." He's like, "Nah." At first he was like, "Nah, that ain't you." So now when he sees the picture, it's to him, it's not a big deal.
I think that's so funny that his first glance was like, "Nah, that couldn't have been
you."
No,
it's like he is so, whatever.
Well, maybe he hasn't heard this cut, because this will make him a fan.
King drops the throw. His hit just as he let the ball go, or did he let it go? This might be the Eagles' ball. I think it is.
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
You know what it is,
George Heckman is number 78. He's pointing the other way.
This why it gives you perspective. Harper's like Joe DeCameron. It's like, not a big deal. That's what it is.
Lowercase G. He doesn't care.
He does not care. You know, we go to the games and, you know, people speak or whatever. Mm. He's like, "Why are you speaking to that guy?"
So DeCameron's basically just a 6-year-old.
Basically, him and Harper feel about the same way about me. Oh, he's not that big a deal.
Yeah, today was the first time we saw Joe since he crushed Hugh's legacy on the air last Friday.
And he looked at me like, "What?"
He was laughing it up in the studio this morning.
Oh, he didn't back down.
No.
He didn't. He didn't back down. And I I mean, what can I do at that point?
Yeah, I still think he's trying to avoid that it was because he lost.
No,
he lost. Did you hear him this morning challenging the question?
Yes.
You hear that, Kyle?
I did hear that.
He challenged the question because James misspoke on one of the questions. It didn't change the spirit of the question.
When does he not challenge a question when he loses?
Well, that's the problem here.
Hey, I just want to point out real quick. I won. Coach Sirianni did act brand new.
Totally brand new. This is testing me as a born again Sirianni guy.
This is what happens when you give people money. Yeah, you should have never gave him no money.
An hour late, he might be the second highest paid coach.
He's not coming to
the
podium during our show.
I'm trying to tell you.
You guys might be right.
He got paid.
He might be the second highest paid coach.
You don't be that late if you ain't got that bread. Mm. You don't care about nothing.
I know
you got that bread.
I'm not that late ever. I don't have that kind of bread. All right, can we check in with you people, see what they're saying today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Sorry to say, Joe, you lost the poll on who won.
I always lose
Julio.
The poll.
Yeah.
that's personal.
Somebody did add that Philadelphia lost.
Mm. I disagree. I think the city won.
You also got to shut up, Joe.
For the painter take or just in general?
Just, I guess, in general.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a daily thing.
So rude. Yeah. So rude.
It's also just not how this works.
Yeah, I can't shut up. Mm-mm. I mean, that's like literally I'm contracted to not shut up for 4 hours.
Yep. Somebody very adamantly wants you to address the shirt you wore yesterday. Were you wearing something with the Rockies logo on it?
So someone said that to me when I walked out of here. I was wearing Council Rock because that's where the area I live in.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it's
looks like the CR.
The logo is almost exactly
it's
like
the CR. Fran Rojas move.
But it's
Francisco Beeman doing stuff like that.
He wore the Diamondbacks jersey in the 23 NLCS.
But it wasn't a Rocky sweatshirt. It was a Council Rock basketball sweatshirt.
This guy noticed it and was not happy.
Council Rock basketball. I'm just supporting the local team. That's all.
That's all. Mm.
New addition to next year's bracket. Riverdance Douglas.
I hate you people.
That photo of you that we found, too, is a great photo.
Yeah. Yep. Was that frosty on Hugh's beard, or is that just the usual color?
Where's that? The bright, what are you talking about? The white?
When you were doing mukbang?
It probably was not. I try not to get the frosty in the beard.
Yeah, I think we need less mukbang on the air.
I agree.
Well, it was an advertisement for the Wendy's. Shout out to Wendy's. They gave us some food.
Yeah, but does Wendy's want mukbang? Or they just want us to talk about the food, not to chew it?
Yeah, you're probably right.
We get enough of that on these airwaves. I had to look this one up because I guess it's a newer one. But somebody said you, Joe, look like Christian Bale in Thor: Love and Thunder.
I've never
Christian
seen
Bale,
it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I forgot the character's name.
Look this one up.
But
thought it was, look, I mean, I could see it. I still
because he's bald.
I still think powder's the best one.
And he's bald.
Powder works well.
But you know, in Love and Thunder, the Christian Bale character did kind of look like powder.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'll take a Christian Bale comp once in a while.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Especially not that he's about to be, Al Davis, right? He's about to be Al Davis.
I am excited to watch that.
I am because he's a hell of an actor. Have you ever seen him in The Machinist?
I was going to say, you don't want to be compared to him in The Machinist because he's like sickly looking.
Yeah, he's emaciated in that. Like, the way that he takes on a role is
actually
phenomenal.
He slimmed down for it to that level.
He's a great
method
actor.
He starved himself. Yes. He starved himself.
Yep.
He's awesome. So I've never seen that, but now I'm looking up these pictures of Christian Bale here as in this Thor thing. I see it.
Mean, definitely, it's I get it.
Yeah,
I'll say. Joe is wrong. Turner is the best hitter on the team, and you wanted to trade him.
Turner's not the best.
He's
hitter
not.
On the team.
I agree.
Let's stop him. Singles.
The Eagles should hold a press conference on how bad Hughes' clues are.
I would love that.
That's like whoever did that. I give you props for that. That was pretty good.
I want a Big Don press conference on your clues.
You might not like this one. Uh-oh. Hughes' clue is so bad, ESPN should fire him again.
That's a good one. I don't mind those. That's creative. Fire me again. Badass.
Fire you back to fire ass.
I might steal that one again next time we're in a disagreement. You know what? This is so stupid. ESPN should fire you again. I like that.
Fired.
That's a really good one.
Fired.
Get in here in your suit and get fired again.
If I get fired again, I'm not wearing no suit. They can kiss my ass. I'm not doing that. I'm not wasting that dry cleaning.
When you got it dry cleaned?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you gotta have it pressed. Because listen, I knew that was probably my last ride, so I was trying to make, I was trying to do everything I could to let them know I really didn't want to leave.
Yeah, it was over though.
It was a wrap. They already had. You know what? The sad part about it, the letter was already printed out.
The manila folder and everything.
It was already. They already had it out there. I was like, well, hell, you should have just mailed this to me.
Yeah, if that's the outcome, why make you?
But why make me come to work?
Yeah. I guess they wanted to give you the courtesy of in person.
You know what it was? They wanted their key card back. They wanted the key card.
They thought you might sneak back in.
Yeah. Yeah. They thought I was coming back.
You did not go back.
I'm not
worried about you coming back.
I ain't going back.
And not going back to back. We've established that.
Not going back to back.
All right. We got the afternoon show coming up next. Nick Sirianni.
Maybe.
Totally brand new. I mean, completely brand new.
Maybe. Nick Sirianni.
Said, I got this money. Y'all can wait.
Now,
hurry up and wait.
I want to take Sirianni off the hook a little bit here. This may have been more Elliott's fault because he had the assumption that that Sirianni was going to go first in these pressers today, and we were going to bring that to you. And it turned out that Nick Sirianni did not go first. In fact, an hour has gone by without Nick Sirianni getting to the podium. By the way, stay tuned as always for the afternoon show, but I'm not even going anywhere. Well, I'm going to go somewhere for the first segment, but I'm coming back in at 2:30. Ike Reese and I are going to debate if the Sixers should trade Joel Embiid if they should find a suitor. I don't think you need to be told what side of the argument I'm going to be on here. So Ike and I are going to debate. I haven't debated Ike in a long time.
That's what time is that?
2:30.
Okay.
2:30. So this is my second debate today. Would this be considered back-to-back?
Back-to-back. Yeah, this will be a back-to-back joke.
A little Ike in there.
Don't peter out.
No, I'm good. 2:30, like, I might.
Play on worse.
3 o'clock, I might peter out. All right. That is more than enough for us. All right, Hugh, you guaranteed a sweep yesterday of the Rockies. Do you still feel as strongly about it?
I do.
Another win tonight?
I'll get my music.
Yes!
I kind of like this music now.
Give me a score for today. You know what? Before we go.
See, I can't do that.
Hold on. It's Dinger Tuesday. Who should we bet on?
Schwarber.
Again?
Yeah.
Taking the home run lead back from Ohtani?
Yes! Schwarber.
Schwarber at Coors?
Yes!
Anybody else?
Harper. The better hitter.
Ooh. I'm thinking Stott's going deep, too.
So you didn't read this one part. Joe, Hugh likes to study a variety of topics, and Joe is the adventurous for travel.
Yeah, I wasn't going to read the whole letter.
But I like that because that's the
truth,
Joe.
Bring it home with you.
It is. Maybe, you know what? Send us letters. We'll read them live on the air when Nick Sirianni has a show up for his press conference. All right, afternoon show next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Hey!
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.